Hi everyone, my dear friends and learners. I wish that you are in a great mood and having fun in learning English language. I'm Habib, the founder of HEP, Habib English Podcast. My mission here is to help you speak English fluently and confidently with no grammar or textbooks. Well, in today's episode, I will be revealing some tips and tricks about how to maintain a positive attitude while learning English. Okay, let's start together. Is it possible to maintain a positive mental attitude? We know it's very important, but how can be more positive and most importantly, how can you maintain that attitude? It's very difficult just by using your willpower. We all have bad days and good days, but we have to manage them positively. To do so, you want to change your strategy and your mindset at the same time. The first tip I'm gonna give you is stop watching TV for long and try to exercise more. I'm not saying that you should run a marathon or something like that, but make sure that you work every day or once a week just for a little. Another tip, spend more time with people who encourage and inspire you. Try to find people who are learning English and have the will to follow their streak and helping each other through especially practice. There are many ways to do that. On your social life, on your real life, and on social media platform. Try to seize the opportunity and to find the right way which works for you. Another tip, try to read books or self-help books in English. They are very worthy and amazing. For example, concerning me, I'm a huge fan of Tony Robbins. He's an incredibly energetic. And every time I listen to any of his shows, I feel myself in my deep, very energetic and empowered. You may want to start reading this book, but when you read it bit by bit, you will feel yourself unlimited power. His famous book is Unlimited Power. Try to read it and to get the power and the will and the energy to change your life. Tony Robbins is a great entrepreneur. He has a lot of books sold, and he's also apologist about life and business strategies. I had also want to recommend Tim Ferriss and his recent book, Tools of Titans. For the last 2 years, Tim has interviewed more than 200 world-class performers of his popular podcast. And he has also Tim Ferriss Show. This book contains tools and tactics you won't find anywhere else, so try to find them out, especially in Google browser. We all know that being positive helps us to achieve incredible things in our life. I just want you to share with you some books and tools which works for me. Finally, without making too much effort and without trying hard. You will think in more positive way, and all the tools that create a healthier approach towards life and of course towards your English learning routine and fluency. This tips and routines may help you bit by bit loving English and like to learn English the max that you can. Okay, that's great. It's the end of this short lesson. I hope that I helped you giving some valuable books about being positive and motivated most of the time, and also get the courage and the inspiration to keep on learning English through fun and podcasts. If you need any help and inquiry, just write down your words on any of the podcasts available on Google, Spotify or Facebook platform. If you want to join me and listen to my podcast easily, you just write on Google browser Habibi English Podcast, and you will get all my podcasts about English learning and fluency. So, see you soon and have a wonderful weekend. Bye bye. See you in the next episode.